All right, everybody, welcome to Aggie Radio. This is your Utah State hockey recap. I'm Jason Walker.
And I'm Evan Hall.
And we're here to give you everything Aggie hockey. Well, we haven't been able to do one of these in a while. The Aggies have been on a long road stretch. They played six road games in between the last recap we did, which was UNLV, in which they lost 5-2. And then they came back after those six games. They won five of them. The Aggies were on a five-game winning streak.
Including some shutouts,
by the way. Yeah, they had several shutouts. I did the math, and they outscored their opponents, I want to say it was about 45-6. Something in that range. It was something in the 40s.
Yeah, it was well below 10 goals allowed, like well below.
Yeah, and really they only allowed goals in two of those games. There were a couple games where they allowed three goals. And so really good play by the Aggies for about five games. They were on the road. They played three in Arizona, three in Idaho. Then they come home, and they played the Utes, although we really should preface this by saying there were supposed to be two games this weekend. They were supposed to play the Colorado.
Yeah, University of Colorado. Yeah. Which we showed up for, by the way.
Yeah, we...
Doing our due diligence.
Yeah, we went there, we were going to cover the game, we were going to have everything for you, but Colorado did not show up. That's the difference between them and us. They did not show up, we did.
It's the woes of a club, team.
And there were some legitimate reasons why they didn't show up. It's not like they... just ditched out on us. It's because their coach got sick and they didn't have an assistant coach. There were some
issues. They were down a few players.
Yeah, they were down players. And so there were a number of reasons, and it's just one of those things that's unfortunate and that'll happen. And so the Aggies weren't able to play Colorado. And another interesting fact for that game is that we weren't originally going to play Colorado. We were going to play Akron. But that game got changed to Colorado for various reasons. I didn't ever figure out why. I don't think I asked Coach, and if he did, I forgot. So strange stuff for that game. Yeah. So a shorter weekend for the Aggies, since they play the University of Utah at home, and just like the last game, they lose 5-2. Although a bit of a different story as far as how we ended up there, but obviously same result and really more disappointment, I would say, than the last home loss.
Yeah. At least... even, like you said, the last game against the U, it was just a different feel to the game.
Yeah, and this was their second game against the University of Utah, just like you said. They went there after UNLV. They played the day after they lost UNLV, and the Aggies lost that game, too, in Salt Lake City. So this is their second loss of the season to an in-state rival. And the Utes are a good team. They're a Division I team. The Aggies are a Division II team in the ACHA.
Yeah.
And so this isn't a bad loss because it's two good team, but considering I believe the Aggies lost 3-2 in the last game when we're really in it, they had a 2-0 lead at one point. And they gave it up. And now to come out and have this poor performance in front of the home fans, really hard.
Yeah, well, I mean, kind of one quick thing before we get more into that game. One of the biggest factors, I think, was the Utes goaltending. Coma was the guy's last name. You know, he's got the second, or at least at the time of the start of that game, Coma had the second highest save percentage in ACHA Division I. So he was he was as advertised, a very good goaltender. So I think that there were definitely some factors. It's not all just what the Aggies did wrong, but it's also the team that the U has right now.
Yeah, and so this is definitely... his big point is, again, that the Aggies are a good team. Like, so the goalkeeper was great. But the Aggies did make mistakes. And we were talking to the coaches afterward, and they were saying they made some mistakes. And obviously, against a good team, good teams will capitalize on the mistakes of other teams. And that's really what happened. And the Utes just jumped on the Aggies from the word go. They got a power play goal. I believe it was... just under 3.5 minutes into the beginning of the game.
Well, that happened not necessarily the power play part, but early goals in the first two periods.
That was the goal. Was about 3.5 minutes in. The penalty occurred like a minute, around 2 minutes into the game, and that really just took away the momentum. Getting a penalty so early, it really just hurt them. And that was another thing the coaches touched on was penalties. That just took away momentum because there were stretches where the Aggies were dominating. They had some crisp passes. There was some good puck control, which is something we'll talk about that they actually didn't do the whole game. But then you'd have a penalty. And it would just throw out all that momentum. And so it's really hard for the Aggies to really get a hold of this game. And especially, like you said, they went down 3 goals after the first period.
Yeah.
It's hard to come back from that.
Yeah, and that, you know, when we were talking earlier about the first game that the Aggies played against the Utes, it was kind of a different story in a way, because last game, obviously, the Aggies started out really great with a two-goal lead and then just couldn't make it down the stretch. This one, it was a very slow start, and they did kind of get better form as the game went on, especially by the third period, at least defensively. But, you know, it was enough of a bad start that it really just killed their night.
Yeah, and the assistant coach, Joe Fluger, he had something to say about how the Aggies did improve as the game goes on. And I'm going to quote here, he said, "It's called urgency. When you dig yourself a hole like that, you go down by 3 goals, you don't have a choice but to come out like we did in the second and third period. But against a team like that," and he's talking about the Utes, "you can't start a game like that." And, you know, it was really just the theme of the game, is that the Aggies didn't seem to play up to their potential.
Yeah.
You saw the Aggies come out those first two periods, they had 11 shots. Well, normally you see 11 shots in a period. That's somewhat typical. Those are about the numbers you saw the Utes having. They had 34 shots through the first two periods, which is about 16, 17, I believe.
Yeah. Which I think is a sign of another thing we'll talk about, but yeah, the Aggies certainly weren't giving themselves many chances at all either.
And so talk about a good goalkeeper, because he made some good saves on the opportunities the Aggies had. They weren't testing him a whole lot.
Yeah.
And so in combination with being a good goalkeeper, they didn't make him do anything. Could have sat back there and read the paper in the first two periods, and they probably would have scored only one goal.
Well, yeah, I mean, their goalkeeper, you know, the Aggies didn't really draw him out of his zone, really, which I think was something that happened at least once the other way. But, yeah, I mean, the goalkeeper was pretty much, for the most part, sitting comfortably, and he very settled, and, you know, he didn't seem like he was, you know, worried at all.
Yeah, wasn't worried, wasn't bothered, or anything like that. And really the last thing to talk about, we've touched on this a couple times, is really just the passing and the puck control wasn't that good. You saw some sloppiness from the Aggies. The coach was talking about sometimes they'd have only one hand on their stick, and it's a lot harder to control the puck that way. They'd get it taken away on the 50-50 pucks.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to get a hold of it. And when they were getting good passes, because there were some good opportunities and passes, but they would be fumbled away almost in a literal sense because they just couldn't hang on to the puck.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the positives, at least from this game that I saw, is that the Aggies were getting breakaway chances. They were getting plenty of breakaways, especially in the middle of the game. But it's just when those passes and that puck control weren't quite there, you know, they just weren't able to execute on the play. So, yeah, and because without that puck control, without that possession and being able to keep that possession, I think that does explain the lack of shots, you know, because even on their breakaways, they weren't able to really get close to the goal most of the time. So that puck control, I think, really just grew into everything else, like that shot count and just the lack of opportunities. Whereas I think the Utes were able to get their breakaways. One thing I think the Utes did really well kind of on these breakaways was getting all three of their forwards down to the Aggies goal really quickly. And, you know, that just gives them options and rebounds, which I think, sorry, not to go on too long on this particular point, but, you know, rebounds were a part of this. You know, the Utes were able to make a shot, and if they didn't make it, they were able to get the puck right back. Whereas I think the Aggies didn't really get a whole lot of rebounds back to themselves.
Yeah.
So they didn't get second chances even after the first chances.
Yeah, and a couple of those goals that the Utes scored were off of rebounds. Good saves by the keeper.
Yeah.
But rebounds. And when you're a keeper, rebounds will kill you. You can't stop rebounds very easily. You have to be really good and really aware.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to put too much on our goalie for that. I mean, sometimes it's just a bad bounce, you know. And also, there was a lot of traffic in front of him for a lot of that game. And you can't really blame the guy for that. You
know? Yeah, and this game wasn't the keeper's fault.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things fall on the defense and the keeper, and obviously – you know, maybe he could have stopped a couple of those, but it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Well, and after that first period, he looked really good. He was on par
with
the guy the Utes had.
Yeah, he was making some really good saves. I was really impressed, but it's just bad luck. Like you said, a bad bounce. It happens to keepers.
And it's just a bad enough start that, you know, it's just going to hamper you too much. Because if you take away that first period, you know, this is a what, 2-2 game?
Yeah, it was a 2-2 game after first period. They were even.
Yeah. So... you know, barring that bad start, this could have been a totally different game, perhaps. And it probably would have gone into overtime, in my opinion. But I think it just shows you got to start out really strong, especially against a Division I team.
Yeah. And so we'll look to see if the Aggies can recover from this. I think they will. They're a good team, and this really wasn't indicative of how good they are.
No. I mean, looking at that road trip, just the shutouts, especially against Northern Colorado, you know, 10-0 against them. I mean,
yeah, good team.
This is a team that will continue to make the playoffs, and you know, this is probably just a bump in the road for them, in my opinion.
And you always have those, even the best of teams. All right, so the Aggies are going to be on break. They're going to have a little vacation of their own from the day of their game. It's going to be almost 2 weeks until they play BYU on the 28th, and that'll be another home game. So everybody, show up for BYU. I know. A lot of people love seeing those games. The Aggies usually don't have much trouble against BYU, although we shouldn't say that, because the trap games. But that'll be a really exciting game, and I'm looking forward to a loud, good environment and a Utah State win. All right, well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Go Aggies.